Good morning. This sports report is brought to you by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. By Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by members of the Sports Boosters Club.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
With a look at sports, I'm Adam Hess. In hometown baseball last night, it was a rain-shortened affair on the radio. With details, here's Phil Nee.
Hometown baseball action on Friday night. It was Cavs, and it was Plain, and it was the rain in Plain. Well, the Cavs Reds jumped out to a 4-0 lead on a grand slam home run by Monty Jennings after Isaac Jennings and Nathan Bauer both singled and Hunter Schmidt walked to load the bases. Monty with a left center field grand salami. Cavs led by a score of 4-0. Plain scored a couple of runs in the third after singles from Griffin Sprecher and T.J. Stoltz. Also a walk. There was an error and a runner scoring as well on a ground out. And Plain was on the board. It was 4-2. It was also Cazenovia increasing its lead with a home run. That was in the fifth when Hunter Schmidt hit a one-out solo shot. And then the fifth came. And there was rain constantly through the entire game, but it really intensified in the fifth. And after they were two out, the pitcher, Aaron Hipsch, had a lot of trouble trying to find the plate, struggled, walked a couple of batters, and hit a batter. And Plain wound up coming back to tie the game. The game was then suspended. It was tied in the fifth with two outs and the bases loaded, and that is where the game will resume. Officials were trying to get it all the way to five innings to complete it, but they didn't quite make it. One out away, and the game is called, suspended, until a drier moment. So in the fifth, three runs across for the Plain Athletics. They tie it up at five, and the game is in limbo now. Aaron Hipsch and Zach Cady both pitched for their respective teams here in Plain. Once again, a 5-5 game. It'll be made up on a drier day. For WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thank you, Phil. Jackson Chirio hit his first career grand slam in Friday's series opening 4-2 win over the Cubs at American Family Field in Milwaukee to continue a power-packed stretch for the National League Central leading Brewers, who have hit a grand slam in two straight games, three of the first four games of this homestand, and four grand slams in their past eight games overall. The 20-year-old Chirio's blast made him the youngest player to hit a grand slam in the big leagues since the Mets' Jose Reyes smacked a grand slam as his first career home run 4 days after his 20th birthday in 2003. Chirio and Reyes are in rare company. Since 1974, only 14 players aged 20 or younger have hit a major league grand slam. Before Chirio, the last 20-year-old to hit a grand slam was the Blue Jays' Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who launched two of them within an 11-day span in 2019. Other National League finals last night, Philadelphia blanked Miami 2-0. Atlanta pounded Pittsburgh 6-1. St. Louis edged Cincinnati 1-0, and San Fran got by the Dodgers 5-3. American League, Baltimore 2-1 over Texas. The Yankees 16-5 over Toronto. Kansas City a 10-5 victory over Cleveland. It was Los Angeles beating Detroit 5-2, and Seattle a 3-2 win over Minnesota. Interleague finals, Tampa Bay 3-1 over Washington. The Chi Sox over Colorado 5-3. San Diego 9, Boston 2. The Mets a 7-2 win over Houston. And Oakland 9-4 over Arizona. Houston Astros shortstop Jeremy Peña misplayed a fly ball Friday night in a game against the New York Mets while participating in an in-game interview. Peña was involved in an interview with Apple TV Plus just before New York's Jeff McNeil popped up towards the shortstop area with one out in the bottom of the second inning. Peña was shaded toward second base against the left-handed hitting McNeil and ranged to his right and was on the edge of the outfield grass close behind third baseman Alex Bregman. Neither Pena nor Bregman put up their glove to make the play on the pop-up, and the ball landed between them. McNeil was credited with a hit. The Philadelphia Phillies have placed All-Star first baseman Bryce Harper and designated hitter Kyle Schwarber on the 10-day injured list. Both were hurt in Thursday night's 7-4 loss to Miami. Harper strained his left hamstring running the bases in the ninth. Schwarber strained his left groin while making a throw from left field in the eighth. The injuries will test the Phillies, who have had a hugely successful first half of the season. Philadelphia entered last night with the Majors' best record and leading Atlanta by 8 games in the NL East. Harper was named to his 8th All-Star game earlier Thursday. Orlando Cepeda, the slugging first baseman nicknamed Baby Bull, who became a Hall of Famer among the early Puerto Ricans to star in the major leagues, has died at the age of 86. The San Francisco Giants and his family announced his death Friday night, and a moment of silence was held on the scoreboard at Oracle Park midway through a game against the Dodgers. Cepeda had been a regular at Giant home games through 2017 until he dealt with health challenges. He was hospitalized in the Bay Area in February 2018 following a cardiac event. The San Jose Sharks have added a fundamental piece to their rebuilding plan. The Sharks took Boston University center Macklin Celebrini with the first pick in the NHL draft on Friday. He's the fourth freshman to win the Hobey Baker Award as college hockey's top player. The nation's youngest player at 17 finished second with 34 goals and third with 64 points. The Chicago Blackhawks took Michigan State defenseman Artem Yevanov of Belarus with the second pick. Hockey and Las Vegas royalty shared the stage with Celine Dion, announcing Montreal selecting Ivan Demidov and former NHL star Joe Thornton announcing Celebrini's pick. In Eugene, Oregon, Grant Holloway won U.S. track trials in the 110-meter hurdles Friday, finishing in 12.86 seconds to earn a chance to capture the Olympic title that eluded him in an upset loss 3 years ago. The 26-year-old three-time world champion will head to the Olympics as the favorite, even by clipping the eighth hurdle and having to lean into the finish line to beat Freddie Crittenden by 0.07 seconds. This marked Holloway's third sub, 13-second run of the season, the second fastest of his career. Daniel Roberts finished third at 12.96, making this the first race in history with three sub-13-second times. Others with unfinished business looming at the Olympics include Sha'Carri Richardson and Noah Lyles, each of whom blazed through their 200-meter semis. Simone Biles is four rotations away from a third trip to an Olympics. The list of contenders hoping to join her in Paris is thinning quickly. Biles had little trouble sprinting to the lead in the U.S. Olympic trials in Minneapolis. Her all-around score of 58.900 put her well ahead of Jordan Chiles and in position to lock up an automatic berth on the five-woman team. The rest of the team is up in the air after injuries to Celeste Jones and Kayla DiCello, potentially opening the door for the 2020 Olympics, Jordan Chiles and Jade Carey. Canadian Olympic basketball team general manager Rowan Barrett said Friday that Golden State is blocking Andrew Wiggins from competing in Paris, while the Warriors countered it was a mutual decision between the team and Wiggins. Wiggins was among the 20 players who received invitations to a camp to determine the Canadian Olympic team. Sid Barrett said, "For us, Andrew was fine. We were talking to him consistently, and he's been training for weeks and weeks getting ready for this. And then I got a call from Golden State a day or two before camp saying they're holding him out. So from what I see, this is not an Andrew decision. This is a team decision, and so he won't be with us." The Warriors told the Associated Press on Friday night that it was a mutual decision between the team and Wiggins. The Atlanta Hawks are finalizing talks to trade high-scoring DeJounte Murray to the New Orleans Pelicans for a package expected to include two first-round draft picks. That according to people with knowledge of the discussions. The people spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity because the trade has not been finalized as of Friday night. The Hawks are expected to receive forward center Larry Nance Jr. and point guard Dyson Daniels in the deal, as well as first-round picks in 2025 and 2029. Longtime ESPN college basketball analyst Dick Vitale said on social media on Friday that he's been diagnosed with cancer for a fourth time. Vitale made that announcement on Friday that a biopsy of a lymph node in his neck came back positive for cancer. He's scheduled to have surgery on Tuesday. The 85-year-old Vitale has previously been treated for melanoma and lymphoma. He also had 6 weeks of radiation treatment last year when tests revealed that he had vocal cord cancer. And Frank Bensell turned up a pair of aces on back-to-back holes in the second round of the U.S. Senior Open at Newport, Rhode Island. The 56-year-old Floridian holed out on the fourth and fifth holes on Friday morning. While consecutive holes in one are exceedingly rare, it's also unusual for a course to have par threes on two straight holes. But that's the setup at the Newport Country Club this week. Even with the aces, Bensell had a tough time at the Seaside course. He opened the day at four over and had back-to-back bogeys to follow up the hole in ones. That's a look at sports on WRCO-FM. I'm Adam Hess.